Colorado is the first and only state in the country to dedicate a holiday to public lands, and tomorrow we'll begin the celebration. Nestled between Mother's Day and Memorial Day, Colorado Public Lands Day is a chance to acknowledge the value of wild places and recreation in the state. Across Colorado, nonprofits and communities are hosting group adventures, volunteer projects, and celebrations to mark the occasion. State Senator Carrie Donovan carried a bill to create this holiday last year. She says the day is a time for reflection and important conversations.
Not only is it a day to celebrate or inspire volunteerism or just have an excuse to take your kids out hiking, it also becomes a day to discuss what public lands mean to you and what the long-term future of what public land should be in our communities and in our country.
Donovan admits that the day has become a political rallying cry for advocacy groups, as the Trump administration has called for the review of some national monument designations. But she says it was originally intended for community. Locally, there are volunteer opportunities at the Carbondale Boat Ramp and Hubbard Mesa, northwest of Rifle. There's also a celebration at Rudi Dam and a group hike at Grizzly Creek in Glenwood. Weather permitting, hundreds of cyclists will take advantage of clear roads and no traffic to ride up Independence Pass on Saturday for the 22nd annual Ride for the Pass. The event raises money for restoration and other work on Independence Pass. Karen Teague, executive director of the Independence Pass Foundation, says it's about more than a nice bike ride.
After a long winter with the pass closed, it's a great opportunity to remind people of continuing work we do and have done for 28 years.
Teague has big plans for this summer's work. The foundation will partner with the U.S. Forest Service to install food storage boxes at some Lincoln Creek campgrounds that were closed for much of last summer because of bear activity. They'll tear out old fencing from a failed snow fence experiment, plant trees, and do some work to restore a popular climbing spot. The Ride for the Pass contributes about 15% of the foundation's annual operating budget. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio, Environment Desk.